I've seen the film Midnight Express, and the guy in Midnight Express spent less time in security than I just saw Phil Campbell. Now, not only did they pat him down three or four different times, they stroked every limb and every crevice on his body. This man was paying particular attention to some of the corners and creases. Then they got out a metal detector and scanned his entire body. They were feeling your ankles and all kinds of stuff.
I feel like I've lost my innocence, to be honest with you. I mean, like, they were doing deep packet inspection on my packet.
Then they took you aside and your bag, a bag that you were joking about just shortly before, because of the cables hanging off it. He's got Wi-Fi on one side and power in the other, and he goes, check this out, man, it looks just like the B word. And he wonders why they take him aside and you have to unpack it.
I mean, the unpacking thing is the only thing that really frustrates me, but it's just...
And they swabbed it all. They had those
explosives.
They had those special scanners, and they went all the way through the bag.
Always do.
You were very patient.
Well, you have to be, don't you? I mean, I don't mind it being checked over, because you don't want people getting on with that sort of stuff anyway. But it just always seems to happen to me.
I managed to get a couple of photos off and a little bit of video before security accosted me and told me to delete the photos. So I just picked the worst photo and deleted that. I think it's ridiculous. I mean, nobody uses reconnaissance. No bad people really use reconnaissance. Let's just get over that. We've all got cameras dripping from our bodies, so I think security's going to have to grow up and stop having a go.
We might want to mention these URLs, because when we get over there, it's probably worth using this, but we're going to use the hashtag 88.
I'm not so sure. I think the security guy read that first hashtag. Ask us now.
Ask us now, please. You must
be ask us now. We'll spell that properly later.
It basically means, and when we're in that place, all their local...
If we use ask us now and 48 hours in Denmark, there's going
to
be no room.
To tweet stuff.
I would just forget the now, and I'd just go for 48 hours. It's ridiculous.
Or one or the other. One or the
super
other.
Long hashtags. If we make it to Denmark, that is, you're open.
We'll make it. Sorry, I'll just have my bag surgically removed from myself again while I go through some other checkpoint.
Anyway, cheers, man.
Cheers, man.
Ching, ching.
All the best.
It is after the... Yeah, sun's past the yardarm. It's beer time. And we're nearly, fingers crossed, on the plane.